Hey there, and welcome to the Mom Tana Podcast, your wild corner of the internet where I chat about birth, motherhood, and life in the mountains of Western Montana. I'm Chaya, your fellow Mom Tanan, and guide on this journey through the highs and lows of early parenthood within Big Sky Country. Each Tuesday, I'll cover pregnancy hacks, birth tips, herbalism in motherhood, and more. So grab your favorite hat and your favorite horse, and let's get into the beauty and chaos of Mom Tana living. Hey everyone, I wanted to pop in here, not just for an intro, but I wanted to warn you, the sound quality in the upcoming interview is not great. I did my best with the environment, and it was a bit of a failed experiment. So then I did my best in editing, and what you get is what you get. I tried to make it not weird and echoey, but you will find many points in the interview in the episode where it's just funky audio quality, and I apologize. So with that out of the way, I want to introduce my very good friend Yvette. I love her to death, and I'm so privileged to have been able to sit down and chat with her about the work that she does, the philosophies behind it, and her passions in the, again, the work that she does. She's an artist, she's a phenomenal painter, and also an interior designer, but not just a designer of, you know, interior spaces in, you know, exterior spaces, but she's a designer of interior inner spaces. And we get into what that even means in the interview. So I'm excited to share this interview with you all, and I hope you learn something and are inspired and maybe even reach out to her to work with her. You'll find all of her information in the show notes, so make sure to check her out. All right, without further ado, here it is. Just Even Co.
It's Even Co. And instead of saying like design studio, it's just a
funner,
really nicer
way
to say atelier. Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
this
is my name is French, so you know.
Yes,
atelier was just befitting.
Yes, it seemed very fitting to me. Always like the, it just gives that vibe that I feel like you give in all the work that you do. So what to me, it's perfect.
What is that vibe? Yeah, so I kind of put you on the spot, but yeah. I just saw an opportunity.
No, I think what I think of when I think of your work and when I think of you is like definitely luminosity,
just okay. Light.
Yeah.
The light.
Yeah, but you're bringing out this like quality in the colors that are ethereal in a sense.
So I was waiting for that word. I've heard that before.
Yeah, ethereal, I feel, but there still is an earthiness to you at the same time. So it's really kind of funny, like pairing those together. I was going to say bright too, but I feel like ethereal is better because it's almost like a heavenly light, like a rainbow, like a literal, not like a rainbow you would put on something, but like what you would see and you can't quite capture it, you know, this light brightness.
Yeah, luminosity for sure. That's what attracts me in art.
Yeah.
But it's funny, you're describing my art. Do you see that in my designs too?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. This like color, it's not like the same like blush, 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 blush. You've got this
harmony.
Prism of color. And that's what, again, I'm picturing, I can't quite capture it in words, but I'm picturing like you have the, right now I'm looking at the sheer white and the light is shining through them. So I'm picturing that sort of like glow of.
That's amazing, because that's definitely my passion in art and design, just the luminosity, the harmony, and interesting that you're picking up on it without me having to explain it. So apparently my work does say
what
I mean to say unconsciously.
Yes. No. Yeah. That's it.
Because
it's
really cool.
It's not like, you know, there are some brands that are like, okay, it's cobalt blue and a you know, daisy or dandelion yellow. Like that's like, okay, there's that brand. What I picture from you literally is what I'm even seeing in this room. Like there's this blue, and then you have a bolder blue, and you're painting these different colors, and you're painting there, and you have a different blue there that's more like sky, you know, and then you've got these earthy, but with the the bright colors, and then you've got this, and it's all in the same room, you know, with the sheer white curtains, the light shining through, the different pinks, like a unicorn, how they typically depict them, like a white unicororn with like a rainbow, like rainbow hair or something like that.
Unicorns.
Yeah, so it's like, that's what I think of. It's like, and it's very, it is perfect. And so I'm not the best person for trying to think of words.
But you do capture the feelings, which is really what I'm trying to transmit. Yeah. Well, not even trying to, that's apparently my feeling in it.
Yeah, it comes through.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I see that in the designs, like the things that you've shown us on Instagram and wherever else. Where are all of your things? Like, so where do you have Instagram? It's Evandco, IVEANDCO, right? Is that the at?
Yeah.
And your website?
I have a website. I have different websites. One is just for my art. One is for just my designs. One is this portal, just like with links to everything that I do. And one is for my lifestyle alchemy, which combines this intentional design and coaching.
So what are you focusing on now more?
Pairing.
Or all of those things?
No, like, pairing the coaching with the design, which really is about like this in and out transformation. So we pick a room in your home that you want to work with. Usually it's the room where you either meditate or the, like, your happy place.
Yeah.
Or the one where you want to make it your happy place. But let's say we start with clutter. So I always see, I see our spaces are mirrors for our inner selves. So let's say your room is very cluttered. Usually your mind is also overwhelmed and cluttered. And as we work on the external, I also work with you one-on-one in your internal. And once we clear that clutter, with internally means limiting beliefs and a lot of conditioning and just noise that's not yours, but society, you know, we're so bombarded with all that.
Yeah.
So once we get over those blocks, then we start thinking, what do you really want? Same as in a design process, what do you want your room to look like? And internally is like, what do you want your life to look like? Once we clear what's not working, what is it that we want? And then we design the room, and I also help you discover what it is that you want and work with you or give you tools to achieve those goals and those dreams. And my biggest passion is actually living my own passion and helping other women in particular, but not only, live their passions, discover their purpose and passions. And we can do that through the design.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
But a lot of people, I find, that get the connection with clutter, but it's a lot more than that. I think we can literally design our spaces to support our dreams and our desires. Another thing I like to do is pair things. I think you can, like, people think they have to stick to, let's say, just one style, but I think if done correctly and in harmony, you can bring a lot of things together. And I guess this is what we're seeing.
So if a client is coming to you, let's say she is a mom of young kids, and so there's not just another adult in the house to consider with these spaces and stuff like that, but just like, she's coming to you and she's feeling like she's not even herself anymore. And she's got young kids that she loves dearly, and they spend all their time at home. And, you know, she just like really wants to reconnect with herself. This is what she's coming to you with. Like, what would your process be?
So first of all, I would get to know her and her lifestyle. And I have a very meticulous process about getting to know your needs and your lifestyle and who lives there, and if there's specific needs, if there's pets, and so just finding out what it is that she needs. And let's say a mom to kids, we're obviously going to use some kind of stain resistant fabric and or leather, things that not a white plus sofa, because that's not going to last more than a day. So definitely adapting the furniture and everything to be resistant. And if she only has one little corner, I would make sure, almost make her own little dream come true place where she feels like her before her husband, chores, kids, even if it's just this beautiful painting that she loves, or little cozy throw, or again, depending on what it means to her.
My dad comes to mind. He was living in a house that was basically a giant relic of a relationship that didn't work out, and he didn't know, or didn't have the desire, didn't know how to change it, what to do. He didn't know that, he just knew he didn't want to live in a giant empty house, but also didn't, it was, you know, he didn't like this giant relic, this, you know, giant altar that he was living in, basically. And his brother actually came along, and he's got a real strong sense of the kind of styles that he likes. So he came along and got rid of all the things and made it very, you know, a certain style that my dad liked. And I don't know if he's noticed it, but he has like a real pep in his step. Whereas before he just was this cloud and just would really have to fight with his depression, to be honest.
Well,
and
he was living in a mausoleum,
yeah,
of his like failed relationship. Even if you don't like necessarily acknowledge it, your subconscious mind doesn't miss it. And that's the biggest part of my work, the subconscious part, the parts you think that are not important, but they are. Like the best, and I know we spoke about your dad, and it's amazing because he didn't realize that was a problem, but he was stuck.
Yeah.
And just living there until his brother came and just yanked him out of there and said, you cannot live with all these like trophies of your... Yeah, it's so important. Yeah. And especially for men, I think women naturally want to have very pleasing environments, even if they understand the connection or not. But men, no, they don't care. They usually have either the wife that takes care of it or, you know, but it affects everybody. We spend 90% of our lives indoors.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh.
And that's before we even talk about all the toxic furniture and formaldehyde.
Oh, yeah, there's so much. Yeah, that's a whole other
podcast story.
Episode, yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, it's funny that you said that, too, because I'm thinking, like, when we are outside, you know, there's all the natural health benefits to being outside. We all love being in nature, and there's every color in nature.
You're actually touching now on my favorite design style. It's called biophilic design. And it's literally bringing nature indoors. And there's been so many research that prove, first of all, that connection, that innate connection we have with nature and that innate need to be in nature. And biophilic design just does that, whether with plants, patterns, like geometric patterns like you have in nature, a lot of natural light, art. There's 13 strategies for biophilic design, and they really satisfy that innate need we have to be outdoors. We're not meant to live in concrete cities and never see the light of day. Another thing they found out is our circadian rhythms. So our nature is to be in sync with the day and night and the sun, but when people work in offices that don't even have daylight, they found out it really affected people. So biophilic design is huge, and it takes into consideration all the human aspect in the space. So another big passion of mine is neuroaesthetics. It really drives my work, and it's a relatively new field of science that researches the connection between our brains and beauty, our nature, design. And they did find out that it is the need for beauty is encoded in our genes.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. I feel like that's profound all on its own.
It is. And that's really combining neuroaesthetics with environmental psychology, for me, is everything. Because that explains how our spaces, the effect they have on us, and how you can literally use your space to manifest what you want in life, because it's all there in science.
That's crazy.
Like we have this innate need for beauty, nature, and then there's the environmental psychology, which talks about how our minds and spaces interact. Like, think about when you go to a grocery store and every single detail there is thought and made for you to buy this specific item, the lighting, the color, the size, there's a huge science behind it. So why not bring that to your home to help your space reinforce your dreams? My philosophy is to design with intention, both your space and your life, because we already saw the connection.
Yeah. It's like a gateway to being more intentional. I mean, I think that's what you're saying, basically, is that it's like you're creating this gateway for yourself to be more like connected and intentional in your life, not just
100%
with your plate, with like, I like that chair. I'm going to be intentional about that chair. No, you're creating
a
portal for your own internal journey.
100%. That's exactly what it is. And I'm glad somebody got it, by George.
Yes, I'm meeting you. I get it.
Yeah, that's totally it. It's what I'm saying is our spaces are not just spaces. They're literally our life, our lifestyle.
Wow.
And by intentionally shaping them, you can intentionally design your life.
Thanks for joining me here. Remember to subscribe, write a review, and check out the show notes for other ways to connect. Nothing on this podcast is medical or legal advice. By engaging with this content, you agree to take full responsibility for your own experiences. Everything in this podcast is property of Prudence Ministries, a private healing association. Most birth courses do nothing to prepare you for real life, forcing you and your partner to stumble through your birth and beyond. Birth Rhythms offers practical guidance and the honest truth about pregnancy, birth, parenthood, and partnership to help you flow with your new family rhythm. This course guides you through the physiology of pregnancy, birth, and the postpartum time, and prepares you for the deep emotional challenges of early parenthood and partnership, including man-to-man lessons featuring my husband, Sev. By the end of this course, you will learn the physiology of pregnancy, start healthy habits, and take responsibility as a parent and partner, understand common tests, screens, high-risk pregnancies, and establish intuitive and spiritual connection, explore the physiology of birth, review birth supplies, and secure the mental and spiritual fortitude for your inevitable transformation, outline a supportive lifestyle for optimum healing, and uncover the logistics of new parenthood. Find your new family rhythm with the Birth Rhythms course, the birth course for real life. Go to momtana.org to get the course or look down in the show notes for more information.